This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're very happy to have Jeffrey Noose, the executive director of the Daily Bread, and Tim Muth, who is the president of the board of directors at Daily Bread. Let's start out talking about what Daily Bread is, what you do, and how long you've been in our community.
So at Daily Bread, our mission is to ensure that no one faces hunger or homelessness alone. That mission started back in 1987 when Bob and Diane Hayward, who were parishioners at Our Lady of Lourdes, saw as part of their mission in that neighborhood to make sure that no neighbor would go hungry. So in 1988, in January, they served their first meal of chili to 14 hungry neighbors. And from that, we've built up over the last 30 years to now we serve meals to about 225, 250 people every day of the year, 365 days a year. We make those meals very special on some of the holidays in the year, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. We call it dignity dining, where we have more family style or even restaurant style service of our neighbors.
We serve the clients. The normal meals, they go through a line, buffet line. On dignity dining night, that the volunteers take the food to the clients. So it's just like going to a restaurant. A lot of folks will bring their children, seeing the young children there. That may be the only gift that they get in terms of Christmas or other holidays. It's a very special day for the volunteers and for the clients.
Jeff is fairly new to the position. Can you give us a little bit of background on why he was chosen and what his duties will entail?
We hired Jeff on September 4th. What we saw in Jeff was a very sincere person, cared a lot about the clients, cared about making an impact in our community. And our line of business there, if you will, the clients are the number one focus. Jeff, you want to?
Yeah, I've been here in the Melbourne community for the last 5 years, working in church ministry and then also with nonprofit work, housing for homeless families and other work in the area. And what I see possible at Daily Bread and the beautiful thing that happens there is how our community comes together. People who are hungry for a meal, but then so many people in our community who are hungry to share a meal really have that need that they're feeling to help another person, to help their neighbors in need. And we facilitate that. We bring these people together, coming together to share a meal and so much more. We have about 500 volunteers a month that come and help us do what we do, and we couldn't do it without them. We're so grateful for that community outpouring and volunteers and also financial support that comes from donations in the community, grants from foundations, a lot of churches that support us and that have been partners with us through these past 30 years and some partnerships that are building now. They help us to do the meals, but we should be clear, we do a lot more than serving that meal. The mission has grown to provide other basic needs like showers and a fresh change of clothes. So about 75, 80 people come to Daily Bread for a shower every day. And then from there, we have other possibilities for help. Once a week on Wednesdays, the Bard Health Alliance provides a bus that comes to provide health care to anyone at Daily Bread. And then there are other opportunities for assistance with employment issues. We have a lot of partnerships with other agencies that help us to find housing for the people who come to Daily Bread. So it really is a community outreach.
Our ultimate goal is to help people become self-sufficient. And we know all of our clients won't get there because they have various problems, but we're doing that with more and more people, which makes us feel good that while we want to serve them, it'd be nice if they then move on and able to take care of themselves at some point.
An amazing organization. So if people wanted to get involved, either to make financial donations or to come and volunteer or to donate food, how would they get in touch with you?
A great place to start is to go to our website, which is dailybreadinc.org. To go to our website to find information about volunteering.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling us about your organization and your needs and how the community can get involved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.